Welcome to another audience interview brought to you by Kentucky Tourism and the Speed Art Museum. I'm your host today, Doug Driesback, and we are excited to have comedian, actor, improviser, podcaster, Greg Proops with us today. And he's here to talk about his visit to Louisville April 2nd with the national tour for Who's Live Anyway, which is a super cool live take from the hit television improv show that he appears on regularly, Whose Line Is It Anyway? I'm sure you've seen it before, but we're here to hear from Greg himself about it and what we can expect from the show on April 2nd. So, Greg, how you doing today?
I'm good, Doug. How are you, buddy?
Well, you know, it's another day, another dollar, and we're excited to have you and the team come back to the Derby City in Louisville.
So, thank you. We're excited to come back to Kentucky.
Yeah, you were here, before COVID, 2018-ish? You've been here a few times before with the guys?
Yeah, we have, we always enjoy Louisville. Kentucky's a really lovely place.
Well, we can't wait to have you on it. And Greg, just a little bit of a history about you and kind of your background. You know, you certainly have your hands full with many projects, not just the tour for Who's Line and Who's Live, but you're doing different projects from stand-up gigs and podcasts and different things. For certain projects, where do you get your energy to do everything? And do you gravitate to some of these projects more than the others? And how do you divide Greg into so many pieces to do all these different things?
Well, that's a very good question. Lately, I've been very unambitious, but of course, having said that, I did an album over the New Year's in San Francisco at the Punchline, a stand-up album. Excuse me, and then I have some stand-up coming up here, so I'm putting the album together now. And then we go back on the road with Who's Line for the whole year. We did 100 dates last year. And then, of course, we've got the podcast that I do with my wife, The Smartest Man in the World, and the film club. My wife's program is called The Greg Proops Film Club. And then at Halloween and at Christmas, sometimes we do Nightmare Before Christmas with Danny Elfman, the composer, because he wrote Nightmare Before Christmas, and I was in the movie back in the 40s. And we did it live in London in December at Christmas time, which settles the argument, is it a Christmas or a Halloween movie? And we do it with a full orchestra and stuff. And that's probably I know that this is going to sound bad, but that's my favorite gig, because I get to be with a full symphony orchestra and stand next to the conductor and everything. But Who's Live, we do a lot, and we're very excited to be back on the road. And so, I don't know, for me, it keeps my interest in a bunch of different areas, because I love working with the fellows on Who's Live, because we improvise every night, and we make up a new show, and we sing, and we do Wagner, and we pratfall and all that. And then when I do stand-up, I can say what I like, and when I do the podcast, I can kind of get my own opinion out. And then I love movies, so I love doing the film club, because we can talk about old movies. So I try to keep myself interested.
So when you do your stand-up, when you write these things, as you mentioned, where do you get your content from? Everyday occurrences, or do you have a think tank, or you and your buddies, or how does that necessarily go from a creative perspective?
How interesting. I generally go with topical, where I've been, what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, how I perceive the country's going and whatnot. So the album that I just undid, I did one the year before in San Francisco, and I improvised it. And I did one in 2018, and that one was pretty strictly written, but I didn't tell anyone that I improvised the album before, so I've been telling everyone, since evidently everyone thinks it's a big deal, I go in with a bunch of ideas of things that are happening in the world and places I've been and whatnot, and then I, if you'll find the expression, as we say in jazz, I riff on them. And because I've been around a long time, I can articulate fairly well what I want to do, and then over the course of 4 or 5 nights, I am able to put an album together using all the best parts and the way I've set it the best, and then I can take that material and then hone it down and memorize it and, you know, put it in some sort of semblance of an order if you see me do stand-up.
So when you go on stage, do you have an idea of the order of topics you're going to go? Do you script any of it at the beginning and the end and fill in the middle, or how do you really gauge or read off of the audience for what you'll do next?
Well, I try not to think about the audience too much. I care about what the audience thinks. On the other hand, if you don't do it for yourself, you're not doing it for the right person. You have to care. you have to care somewhat what they think because you want them to laugh and be participating, but you also can't write just for the audience. Otherwise, I think you lose yourself. You have to do what you want. So on the night, you get a pretty fair read of whether they're getting you or not, which is the immediacy of stand-up comedy and all comedy. If they're not laughing every 15 to 30 seconds or whatever, you know that it's not happening. So that's how I sort of gauge it. Also, I've been doing the albums in San Francisco, which is kind of my hometown and my home base. I don't live there anymore, but it's certainly a place that I love and lived a long time. And so I have a reasonably good idea of what's going to happen. But again, I think trying to make mistakes and incorporate the mistakes into the comedy and make them into craft is, I think, the whole enchilada, Doug. Like with improv, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes you mess up. And then when you mess up, it's better than if you did what you thought you were going to do.
Right, right. Well, thank everybody for listening to this audience interview brought to you by Kentucky Tourism and the Speed Art Museum. We're here with comedian, actor, improviser, podcaster Greg Proops, who regularly appears on the hit show Whose Line Is It Anyway? And he'll also be here in Louisville April 2nd for the touring of Who's Live Anyway, which is a takeoff of the hit show. Tickets are available at KentuckyPerformingArts.org. And we're excited to keep hearing more from Greg about this upcoming performance. And Greg, we're excited about it. And how did you originally get involved with the television part of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And how did that kind of come to be? And has it progressed the way that you thought it would when you kind of first were approached, or you approached them? Or how did that happen?
Well, I'm going to answer the last part first. I had no idea that it was going to be like this. I got on the show in 1989. A friend of mine, Mike McShane, had done the show the year before. They come to San Francisco and auditioned because our producer, Dan Patterson, loves Americans. And he went to school in Chicago, so he made sure that he brought his group out to audition us in America. So, of course, when they added me and Ryan and Mike McShane and Colin Mockery and Chip Esten and all that to the group, it changed the flavor of the show and made it a little more international because we were on English TV for like 10 years. So that was 1989, Doug. And now I find that we've taped a whole new season of Whose Line for the CW. I think it's our 9th or 10th season. I'm not kidding. So we're way over 30 years into this. And I don't think when you start doing a TV show that you think it's going to last 30 years, because they never do. I mean, I don't think anything's been on over 30 years except maybe the Today Show or the Tonight Show, you know?
Mm-hmm. So at a high level, for anybody who's new or hasn't seen the television series, it's basically improv situations where your host is talking about the topic, and then you get input from the audience, and you act out a scene. Is that pretty much the gist of it?
I'd say it's a bunch of jerks playing charades. Yes, that's a fairly good summation of it, yeah.
So we're excited for the show when it comes here to Louisville on April 2nd. Can fans expect something similar to what we just described that you see on television? And with the cast and the format and you and Ryan and the crew? Or is it something different? Will you get some audience members to participate? Or how's it going to work? We're excited to hear about it and see it.
Well, yeah, we absolutely bring people out of the audience. We bring people out and sing to them. We bring people out and they do moving people with us where they have to move us around on stage. We bring people out and do sound effects where they have to provide all the sound effects in the scene. We improvise everything we do, so everything we perform on stage is based on a suggestion we get from the audience. So we're not generating the ideas for the scenes. We don't have anyone on a buzzer like Aisha or anything on the show, so we kind of handle that ourselves. That's the difference. And also, there's no big pane of glass between you and us like there is on TV. It's a lot more immediate. We're standing there right in front of you. So sometimes people will sit in the front row, and I'll call on them and say, do you have an idea for this or this? And they'll look at me and go, oh, my God, I didn't know you were going to say something to me. And it's like, you're at the front row of an improv show, so you better be ready to go.
Right.
If you come to our show, if you don't want to participate, sit in the back, because if you sit in the front, you're going to get called on, and we're going to ask you for stuff. So that's how that works. The audience is as much part of the show as we are, and we're totally dependent on everybody for ideas for songs and sketches. So, you know, if we say what's a job someone might do or it's a place people might meet, and we say to someone in the audience and they go, you're like, that doesn't work. Also, you might want to wear something that you like, because if we call you on stage, you're going to be in front of everybody. So maybe you don't want to be wearing, like, you know, sweatpants and, you know, Crocs.
That's not a fashion statement in L.A.?
It's a fashion statement everywhere, sadly. As Don Rickles, the late great comedian, once said, people come to the show in their underwear. We all dress up, so I'm a big fan of dressing up to go out.
Yeah,
You wear what you like, but I'm just saying, if we pull you on stage and we're wearing that last shirt that you pulled out of the laundry, you're not going to be that happy.
So, are there any, like, improv situations that come up regularly that you personally love or that you hate to do or despise or like, whether it's making noises or doing different things? Is there anything that you particularly are good at or some things that you're still trying to polish up or like, oh, gosh, I hate when they do this topic?
Oh, I love to sing. I'm not a trained singer. I've never taken lessons or anything. I don't think I sing on key, but I think I'm really loud. And I'm pretty fearless. So Ryan and I sing like more than we do on TV. Jeff Davis sings, and we have Bob Durkach on, who's our musical director, and he was with Second City Toronto for 25 years, and he's a superb keyboard player. So I like singing best of all. I think it's really fun. But, you know, we play a lot of the same games, but we mix them up. So we change the order around of what games we're in so that we don't get too bored or tired of doing anything. On TV, you know, we've been doing Hoedown for 100 years, and we never did it on stage until a year or two ago because Ryan really hates it. I mean, we all love it because we didn't think of Hoedown. Hoedown was one the producer thought of. But now if you come see us, it's likely we'll do a Hoedown for an encore on stage in Louisville. And also, we really try to get an encore every night. We don't goof around. We're out there swinging to the fences. So if we don't get an encore, I want to know the reason why.
So is it an unwritten rule for improv that you try not to laugh at different scenes? You know, sometimes you see kind of the smirk come and then it goes away on some kind of thing. And for the improv, do you try not to laugh?
Oh, no, I don't ever try not to laugh. I break all the time. I am the world's worst. In England, they call it corpsing. In America, they call it breaking. And I just totally break all the time. I laugh at everything everybody does. I made up my mind years ago I was never going to be able to hold it together. So, if you remember the old Carol Burnett show, I fill in the Harvey Korman slot.
Well, one of my questions was going to be, if you said, no, I never laugh, and I'm really good at not laughing, even things are hilarious, one of the questions was going to be, what do you do to not laugh in situations, or what have you seen the other guys do that for them not to laugh in some of those things?
Well, they're just better performers than I am, so I have no truck with them whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you guys here in Louisville on April 2nd at the Kentucky Center for Who's Live Anyway. Greg, is there anything you'd like to add for the folks here in Louisville interested in coming to the show?
Well, like I said, it's a real audience interactive show, Doug. So I think that it's a lot more fun than it is on TV. And I know the TV show is pretty fun because there's a sense of urgency and danger. We don't know what's going to happen. And we bring people out of the audience. And it's really all about you guys. So we really try to focus on where we are and what we're doing. So I think it's totally worth your time. It's not like any other comedy show you're going to see. And also, like I say, we come on swinging. We don't drag on stage. We're there to slay, as we say in comedy.
Fantastic. Well, thanks everybody for listening to another audience interview brought to you by Kentucky Tourism and the Speed Art Museum. We're excited to have Greg Proops and his crew from Who's Live Anyway at Kentucky Performing Arts. April 2nd, tickets are available at KentuckyPerformingArts.org. And Greg, thanks for your time today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Doug, and we'll see all y'all in Kentucky real soon.